Hi, welcome back to the Amazing Career Project. We are on video 7, and today's lesson is about embracing expansion, and are you ready for more? So let's talk about today's takeaway. It's an important one. Here it is. You deserve more of what you want. Without question, everybody does. It's an inalienable right. The question is, do you believe you deserve more? So let's talk about what this means. First of all, let's look at the idea of what more feels like. And I want to be clear, I'm not talking about more stuff. No, I mean, if you want more stuff, then put that on your list of wants. I'm talking, though, about success, joy, fulfillment, emotional experiences, right, that feed your soul. I'm talking about being in the flow. So let's look at that. What is that? You've heard that expression. I see it being the flow as, you know, a river that's full and flowing beautifully, and it flows over rocks and takes turns, but it's going beautifully, right? That's in the flow. And I'm sure you know when you're in the flow, right? Can you recognize it? It's when things are going well, when you feel of use, when you feel it's easy, when it's not a struggle, or even when there is a bump, when you recover from it, when you feel resilient. Ooh, that's in the flow. The opposite to me is constriction, right? Resistance, when you're bumping up against things and it's not flowing, right? When it feels life struggling, constricted, small, restricted. Where is your life right now in general? And if you want to focus on career, let's do that. Where's your career? Is it in the flow or is it constricted? Let's think about it. All right. So in my view, amazing career success is having more of what you want, but it's not based on driven behavior. So let's look at that. Maria Nemeth, again, the wonderful author of the book, The Energy of Money, says this: your experience of an abundant life is the sum of your authentic choices minus the sum of your driven behavior. So what is driven behavior? You know, those of us who were trained in therapy can now spot it in a minute. Driven behavior is fear-based behavior. I've got to do this or else, right? And we do a lot of those, take a lot of action based on fear, but those actions are almost invariably not going to lead you to the success and the fulfillment and the joy that you're looking for. Doing things because you're afraid of, I'm going to blow it if I don't. I'm going to be judged. I'm going to be criticized. I'm going to be alienated. I'm going to be left out, right? I'm going to hurt my child if I don't do this. Driven behavior is not the kind of behavior that's going to get you to the amazing career success level you want. So what causes that? Some of it is, again, what you've learned in childhood. Some of it is what you've assimilated in your neighborhood, in your community, when you're with other people, right? Let me give you a really concrete example. I was doing a Fortune 100 talk, a training with women directors, and we were talking about work-life balance. And one woman raised her hand and said, I'm struggling so much with work-life balance. I have several small children, and it's just, I can't do it. And so we started teasing it apart. Okay, what's so hard? And she mentioned, for instance, I've got to be there to drive him to school and to pick him up and bring him home. And I said, oh, why? Is there no bus there? She said, no, there is a bus. I'm just afraid something bad will happen. And that was a moment where we all realized that's driven behavior. When the bus is there and you're afraid something bad will happen, you're driven by your fears. So what do we do about that? Sometimes things happen in life. We know it. In our own lives, in lives of our families and friends, there are things that happen. The question is, are we going to live in fear and hunker down and say, this can happen again, or I'm so afraid I'm going to have an outcome that he has? Or are we going to ask help from our higher self and say, help me get over this, right? So that I don't have to do things that make me feel like if I don't do them, something very bad is going to happen. All right, so let's talk about categories of having more. What do people want more of? In my coaching work with over 10,000 women in the past 8 years, I'm seeing 10 core categories of what women want more of. So let's talk about them. And I'm going to give you a quick tip here about what you need to think about and shift in order to get that more. But don't forget, do the link, click on the link to your homework, and it's going to give you more tips and more information. So what are these categories? The first is control and flexibility. I can't tell you how many working women I know, many of whom have children and many who don't, say, I don't have any control over my work life. None whatsoever. I have no flexibility. None. In my view, that's a very challenging scenario and very hard to have amazing career success when you feel you have no control. I remember when I'd go in as a VP in my last corporate job, and I'd look at my calendar and it was completely booked from 9 to 7, and I had nothing to do with it. That, I hated that. I want to be able to say who I'm working with. I want to be able to say what meeting I'm going to. I want to be able to say, you don't need me, and the manager underneath me is going to represent me. I don't want to be booked by someone else, right? How about you? Do you have the control and flexibility you want? If not, I'm going to give you quick tips here to start thinking about how you can shift. I have found that the vast majority of women who have a modicum of great success are this: perfectionistic over-functioners. What do I mean? Perfection. They need to get an A+ in everything. A+, it's got to be A+. And often, again, not to sound like a broken record, comes a lot from childhood. I was a perfectionist myself, you know. I would bring home all A's and an A-, and my parents would say, good, what's the A-? And they didn't mean it, you know. They didn't mean it. And I have an ever-vigilant look at that with my own children. Do I support and celebrate their successes, or do I immediately look at what wasn't perfect? So perfectionistic, over-functioning. What does that mean? I learned this in my therapy training. Over-functioning is doing more than is necessary, more than is healthy, more than is appropriate. I see it 20 times a day. So you need to look at, where are you doing too much? Where are you volunteering too much? Where are you letting people take your time too much, right? Where are you doing things that other people should be doing because it's healthier for them, because it's going to build their self-reliance? You know, I live this every day. I have teen kids. I'm doing laundry when they should be doing laundry, but I'm aware. I'm gaining awareness, and that's the key point. Awareness equals choice. The second category that we want more in, so many of us want more, is responsibility. And I don't mean another project to do. I mean, I want a juicier job. I want a juicier career. I want to be responsible for more. You know, for me, I've written a book, now a blog, now a video series. I want more. Why? Because it allows me to share my messages in a deeper way. Not because I want more burden and more work. I want to be more of me, more responsibility. What do you do when you really want it? In your job or in a new career? Here's the thing, you've got to claim it. It's not going to come to you. Your boss isn't going to say, oh, you, Kathy, I'm going to give you the plum assignment. You got to claim it. You got to take on more before it's given to you. So look for ways you can add to your responsibility level. Volunteer for a project. Offer yourself in another division, right? Take another class where you can learn how to be more, to get more responsibility. The third piece is respect and recognition. So many people, so many women today in corporate America and in their entrepreneurial ventures want more respect and recognition. Here's what I've learned about that. You can't get that from others if you don't respect yourself. What's going on outside here is a mirror for what's going on inside. So when you feel you're not recognized, when you feel you're not respected, the very first piece is figure out, are you respecting yourself? Right? Are you giving yourself the recognition you deserve, or are you beating yourself down? I didn't do that well enough. That wasn't an A. Talk about perfection. Are you giving it to yourself? And secondly, are you giving it to others as they deserve? Are you validating and recognizing others? It's when you create that shift that you will start to get the recognition and respect you deserve. The fourth area that we want more in is kindness and care. I want to feel cared for. I want gentleness. I don't want to be roughed up at work, right? I don't want to have to fight. I don't want to have to claw necessarily. I mean, sometimes we do have to be competitive and be assertive. I don't say aggressive, I say assertive. But are you wanting more kindness and care? I know that I did in my corporate life. I wanted to see signs of empathy. I wanted to see signs of a spirit, of a soul, of kindness, of heart. If you want more of that, and it's chronic that you're missing it, it's time to be more kind to yourself, if that's where it begins. Where are you not being kind? Because again, if you can't do it for yourself, you can't get it out here. All right, the fifth area many women want more of is authority and leadership. They say to me, I want to be the next leader. I want to lead that team. I want to lead that multi-million-dollar project. Well, from what I've learned about leadership and helping women be the leaders they want to be, leadership is other-focused. It's not self-focused. It's about, how do I bring the enterprise to the next level? How do I inspire a shared vision? It's not about, how do I get ahead? I have numbers of incredibly talented, brilliant, high-level professional women. And, you know, we're not really taught how to be leaders. And some are natural leaders, but most of us have to learn what is it and what isn't it. Leadership is not doing. Leadership is not delegating necessarily. It's inspiring, right? It's understanding what is the action, what is the thinking, what's the language, what's the communication, what are the projects that are going to actually move this organization forward. All right, number six, exciting work. So many women that I speak with and coach want to be more excited. They're bored out of their mind. They've done well. They're at a high level. They just want more exciting work. Well, the question is, do you believe you can have it? And how to find it within the format that you have. Now, sometimes you can get it right there in the job you're in. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you got to change jobs, change careers, change industries. Sometimes you got to start your own business, those four buckets that we're talking about. The question is, what would be exciting to you? We're going to talk about how do we figure that on. Again, figure that out. Essence, the essence of what you want and the right form of it. But you certainly can have more exciting work. The question is, how do I get it? And how does it fit with what I already have? Money. I want more money. You wouldn't believe how much that is in reach to you that you don't realize. Sometimes it's about acknowledging the contributions you've made at work. And going and presenting, not complaining, not whining, but presenting. These are the 20 things I've done in the past year. And this is what others in my field, in my function, in my role are earning. This is the average, and this is where I am. I would like that rectified. Sometimes it's as literally as simple as that. Not easy, but simple. So look at where, interesting, you have an upper limit problem. There's a wonderful book, Gay Hendricks, called The Big Leap. And it's about that all of us have a set point, and usually it was formed in the past around the beliefs and habits and behaviors of your family. But you have a set point of where you're comfortable. And I learned this in systemic thinking. Our lives are like a system, and we want to stay in the homeostasis mode. We want to stay status quo. We don't want morphogenesis. We don't want to change in a big way because it's scary, because it's unknown. So you got to look at, where's your upper limit problem? Some people, they make $100,000, and no matter what job they do, no matter what business they start, they make $100,000. And they might be able to make $500,000 or $2 million, but somehow they sabotage that and go right back to $100,000. Not that that's not great. That's a great living. My point is, what's your set limit? Have you noticed that when you start getting more money, more love, right, more support than you're comfortable, you can sabotage it. You don't even know it. But look at what your upper limit is and see if you're at it and how you can raise it. Okay. Support and connection. This is another thing that women want more of. I want to feel supported. I want to feel supported at home, and I want to feel connected at work and connected at home and supported. What do we do about that? If you're feeling like you don't have the support you need, it's often because you have an unconscious, subconscious connection to struggle. I know this was me. Life's supposed to be hard. Life doesn't come easy. And I know where this comes from. It's about my family dynamics. I used to hear, oh, that comes easy to her. So many of my friends, family members would say, oh, that comes easy to her, almost like I didn't earn it, almost like I didn't deserve it. And I know that that impacted me. Struggle. It's only worth it if you struggle. It's not true. Once you've done the preparedness work, doors open. It doesn't have to be struggle. The ninth thing women want more of that I work with is joy. I just want to feel more joyful, right? I want to feel happier. I want to feel in that flow, happy, joy. So what I want you to look at is, are you making joy a priority? Or are you just looking at what you should do, what you have to do, the work at home, the laundry, the driving the kids, the balancing work, right? Are you making joy a priority? Do you even know what gives you joy? Some people come to me and I say, what do you do for fun? Not much. I see a movie. Okay, if you want more joy, you got to make it a priority, right? And you can have more joy at work, in life, make it a priority. And finally, the thing almost every woman I speak to wants more of is balance. I need to balance. Here's the biggest tip I can give you. Balance is about understanding what matters most to you in the world, what you will give up anything for, what you will die for, and prioritizing it that way. In my opinion, balance is not sitting on a mountaintop meditating. If you love it, that's great, but that's not balance. Balance to me is, I know what I want in this life, and I know what's right in this time. Sometimes timing is everything. I know what I want, and I know what I have to do to get it, and I'm willing to let go of what is in the way of it. And once you do that, and once you access your higher self information to help you understand what is it that really is truly a priority, you're going to find yourself more balanced. There's a wonderful TED Talk. If you don't know about TED, TED.com, go there today. You can see the most inspiring, riveting, amazing speakers on every topic you can imagine. Science, technology, art, creativity, social behavior. It's amazing. There's a TED Talk, Rick Elias, What I Learned as My Plane Was Crashing Down in the Hudson. Fascinating. What would you learn if your plane were crashing down in the Hudson? What's the most important thing? When you know that, you will get balance if you support and honor those priorities. That's it for today. I truly hope you're ready for more. I believe you are. Do the assignments, the homework assignment linked at the bottom, and I will see you next time. Thank you.